Good morning. My name is Krant Kumar of Adarnuna team from Andhra Pradesh, India. Now I would like to share about isotonicity. Let us see an experiment. An egg is taken into vinegar to dissolve the eggshell. Three such eggs are taken. One egg is placed in vinegar, one is taken in sugar solution, one is taken into normal water. The egg in vinegar is bulged. The egg in sugar solution is shivered. The egg in normal water remains unchanged. The different changes is due to the difference in the concentration of solution in which the egg is dipped. In first case, the egg bulged because the vinegar acted as hypotonic solution. The water moved into the egg, resulting in bulging. In second case, the egg is shivered because the sugar solution acted as hypertonic solution. The water from egg moved into the sugar solution, resulting in shivered. In third case, the egg remained unchanged because the concentration of normal water is equal to the concentration of egg. The third case, in simple words, is called isotonicity. Two solutions may be called isotonic when they exert same osmotic pressure. When these two solutions are separated by semipermeable membrane, the net flow of two liquids is zero. The body maintains a constant internal environment. So when we administer products like ear drops, eye drops, injection into the body fluids, the body will react if these are not isotonic to body fluids. In certain experiment, isolated RBC are taken into hypertonic saline, isotonic saline. The isolated RBC in hypertonic saline shrinks and ruptures. The isolated RBC in hypotonic saline bulges and ruptures. Whereas the isolated RBC in isotonic saline remains same. So all the products that are need to be administered into the body fluids need to be buffered isotonic before administration, or else it leads to hemolysis or tissue damage. Commonly used buffering solutions are sodium chloride buffer, boric acid buffer, dextrose buffer. Most preferred buffer solution is 0.9% weight by volume sodium chloride. The amount of this buffered vehicles to be added to the formulation is calculated using methods like Y2-inset method, second one, cryoscopic method, or freeze point lowering method, etc. Thank you.